extraordinary? Is there a God who does extraordinary things in the earth? Is that your God today? Is your God a God of the extraordinary? Who can do the things that are impossible for man? Today I will come even in your midst and cause you to experience me afresh. Rehearse no longer yesterday, but say even in your heart today, my God is extraordinary. My God does extraordinary things. He breaks the boundaries. He opens the Red Sea. He makes a way where there is no way. And my God works for me. You know, you travel the road of life listening for one voice. Every person born on the planet is listening for one voice. There's lots of voices, but everybody's listening for one voice. The voice that gives meaning to life. The voice that changes your life in every context. And until you hear that voice, you're still listening. All the other voices are coming, but you're still listening for one voice. One voice to rise above all the other voices. Today, God wants you to hear His voice. When you hear His voice, everything changes. I've been in so many services, but in a particular time, I was waiting to hear one voice. I knew if I heard that one voice, my circumstances would miraculously change. You know, it's easy to process the Christian journey in matters of routine and tradition and practice and habit. But in the midst of it all, God wants to come and interrupt what's going on in your head and speak His voice into your life. That's what He wants to do today. You're here by divine appointment. Psalm 107 and verse 15 says, let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. For He breaks down gates of bronze and He cuts through bars of iron. I'd like to ask the ministry team to come. As they're coming, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit today. You're in this service. You're saying, Pastor, that's me. I need God to cut through some bars of iron, some of those places of imprisonment. I need God today to break down the gates. Can we all stand to our feet just for a moment? I want to make it easy for you to respond to the voice of the Lord today. If you don't hear God's voice in this moment, that's okay. Remain where you are. But if God's speaking to you, this is a divine appointment for you today. A divine appointment for you. Hey, Pastor, I want someone to stand and agree with me, for the God who does extraordinary things will do them today in my body, in my family, my finance, my relationship, whatever it is, where you have faced the gates of bronze and the bars of iron. You say, I need that miracle today. I believe that God's speaking to me today, Pastor. I receive the voice of the Lord today. If that's you, get out of your seat and come and stand here. They're going to agree with you in Jesus' name. The miracle be done in your body, in your family, in your life, in your circumstance. You hear God's voice today. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Doesn't matter yesterday or last month or last year or 10 years ago. Any disappointment, whatever, that doesn't matter. What matters right now is your response to the voice of the Lord. While they're receiving their miracle today, while God is breaking their bands and opening doors and changing circumstances, let's all sing it again. Except this time, let's sing it personally to Him. Sing with me. How great is my God. Oh, see how great. How great is my God.
How great is my God. How great is my God.
Sing with me how great.
All will see how great is our God. How great is my God.
Sing with me
how great is my God. And all will see how great.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You do exceedingly abundantly
above.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
How great
is my God. Yes.
Sing with me.
Sing it.
How great is my God. And I will see how great.
Just close your eyes right now. Somebody here, according to a word of knowledge we've received, you got pain in your neck that's running right through your shoulder. God's healing you right now. He knew you would come to this meeting waiting to hear that voice. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Move your neck around. Thank Him for it. Receive it right now in yourself, in your self. Receive in your body the work of the cross right now. Timelessly dispensed in this moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's no place like your presence. We can travel to any place in the earth. How beautiful. How comfortable. How blessed. But there's no place like your presence. No place that brings such security and safety and peace. Our soul, our spirit, our body is enveloped in your goodness in these moments. Thank you, Lord. We say like David, how precious. How precious is your presence. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Hug five people before you're seated.